Although the Stars and Promises tour that we're talking about in this show features the concert in St. Louis, it's a national tour, and Peter Mayer has just released his new album. So listen up and enjoy the talent of this great musician and his band.
Don't you just love Christmas time? And almost everywhere you go, you hear Christmas music. Well, I love to do shows about Christmas because there are some great musicians that come to this area and provide great music to our community. And one of them is the Stars and Promises Christmas Tour that comes every year with Peter Mayer. Maybe you've listened to that tour before. Maybe you've gone to it. Maybe you've heard about it. But Peter Mayer is my guest today on this edition of Encounter, and we're going to talk about this upcoming Stars and Promises tour, and they're coming to the Sheldon on the 19th of December. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Please stay tuned. Peter, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Judy. Great to talk to you.
Well, I love always talking to you and finding out what new things you are up to, and this year you are bringing a brand new tour to this area. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it is called A Junkman's Christmas. And so we put together a tour around that theme, which really harkens back to an early childhood memory of mine. It was, I think we've talked before about how I was son of missionary parents in India. And many, many years ago, as my family was gathered around the Christmas tree, we began opening gifts. And my parents realized they had made a terrible mistake in how to apportion the presents to each child. So as my brothers and sisters ripped open presents, you know, we had done our carols, we had done the Bible story, and we're opening our gifts, and they see me open one, and they're looking for my name on another present, and it is not there. So I'm like, uh-oh, what happened? As a four-year-old kid, I burst into tears, and my father ran into his office, which was always a total mess, and started gathering just pieces of junk, you know, an old lighter that wouldn't light, pipe cleaners. He was a pipe smoker, you know. He formed them into stick figures, anything that might fascinate a child. He wrapped in some newspaper. I mean, and he did this in a matter of minutes and walked out to me and said, oh, here are your other gifts we forgot to give you.
Wow.
It was just amazing, and that's a memory that has stuck with me as each Christmas comes. And as I wrote music, song after song, Judy, for our Christmas tours, this memory kept coming back, and I wrote a song called A Junkman's Christmas. And the lyric goes, you know, the junkman's favorite piece of junk he has is a clock stuck at 11, because it gives him some time to change his mind before the night is through. In other words, how am I to be renewed again this Christmas? How am I to be reborn? How am I to be a manger for the baby? How is my life to show the true meaning of Christmas? Now, that song eventually gave birth to Ernie the Junkman in our first children's book, children's adults book, actually, which has come out this Christmas as well, called A Junkman's Christmas.
Oh, what a great duo.
Yeah. It is. It's been really, really neat. And to me, I love that memory of my father and all the sermons he preached. It reminded me that for a broken world and broken hearts, that the light of Christmas in that little town of Bethlehem shines to renew and to lift up and to make brand new again that presence of Christ in all of us.
And it doesn't change by the years, does it, Peter? It always stays brand new. We all got to be made brand new.
That's right.
A Junkman's Christmas. Tell us more about the tour and the entourage that you brought.
Well, it's pretty amazing. First of all, I'll just start with the set. I work with an amazing sound and production company called Stewart Sound. And so Jimmy Stewart, believe it or not, that's his name, is just an amazing engineer, creator, fix-it man, and he's created some of the effects from the book, like the clock stuck at 11 and a greasy carburetor candle holder. You know, in other words, the junk man has all this junk that he turns into his Christmas decoration. Mm-hmm. So he's made this for the stage. Along with me, I have so wonderful to tour with my son, Brendan.
Oh, yeah. How many children do you have?
I have two. Brendan in India, and Brendan is 29, and he's a musician, a wonderful musician, and has toured the last 6-7 years.
And what does he play?
He plays guitar and sings.
Just like you?
Yeah.
Ah, how cool is that?
Oh, it's wonderful.
When did he start singing with you? 7 years ago, you said?
Well, we've done it ever since, you know, in our household. Brendan in India would say, hey, Dad, I'm listening to them. Check out this new music. And then I'd hear them singing together in the living room, and I'm kind of like, hey, I want to join the band. You know, so I'd go in and sing a little bit uh-huh. with them. And so I knew their hearts were in the music. And when he got home from college, which was, I think, six, 7 years ago, he said, hey, you know, I've got the history degree, but I'm really thinking about doing some music. And I said, are you crazy? But at the same time, I said, listen, if your heart is in this, it's a tough business, but let's do some music together and see what happens.
Mm, great. And what about India? Does she use
India, we all live in Nashville now, Nashville, Tennessee, and she works in the PR field.
Oh.
She is really, really good socially. She actually has a beautiful voice as well, but she had told me one time, you know, Dad, you do the touring thing and all, but, you know, I'm going to go in different directions. I want to do other things. And so she works a PR firm down there called the Callaway, and is a wonderful young lady. And both my kids are still, well, my son has a girlfriend, but both India is single at this point. So, you know, we don't have any grandchildren or anything like that, but it has been wonderful growing up with them.
Yeah. Awesome. So Brendan's singing in the tour. Who else?
Yeah. Well, we have Chris Walters. You know, a lot of St. Louisans, actually. You
really?
Know, Chris Walters went to St. Louis U High, and great piano player. We have Mark Holland, who lives in the, you know, Clayton area,
yeah.
I guess the Brentwood area. And Zeb Briskovich, Miles. I mean, all these guys are Southern Illinois, St. Louis people. So our deep roots to St. Louis are still present.
How do you select those that are going to go on tour to
yeah,
them? How do you
really
filter them out?
Because it is not easy, believe me. Now, I have been lucky enough to work with the core of the band, which is really St. Louis-based. It has been the same for the last 3 or 4 years, so I can really count on those guys. But we hire a violin player usually every year that goes with us, and often that will change. And I'm fortunate that I live in Nashville because it's like fiddle capital of the world.
Yeah.
You know, so a ton of great musicians. But it is a challenge, Judy, because each year we have to rehearse in someone new and make sure their chemistry works with everybody. And but I work with phenomenal musicians. I am so lucky each night. I listen to them play, and I'm like, oh, thank God, I'm here in the middle of this.
Wow, we're talking to Peter Mayer, and we're talking about Stars and Promises Tour coming to the Sheldon December the 19th. Tell us the details.
Yeah, you know, Judy, the details, I mean, I know Metrotix has tickets on sale. I know there are just a few left at this point, so if people want to go, they should hurry up and go order them. It's been at least for the last 2 or 3 years a sellout there, so it's, gosh, just one of our pinnacle stops on the tour.
How many does that theater hold?
I think it's 725.
The concert hold. Oh, great. So you have the violinist, guitarist. What other instruments do you have coming?
Yeah, we have piano and keyboard, upright and electric bass, drums and percussion. Brendan and I are both on guitar. And then Mark Holland handles the wind instruments, you know, the flutes. He plays a beautiful native flute.
Mm-hmm.
Which just adds a really haunting, beautiful sound to the mix. And last but not least, Ben Sanders this year is our violinist, a really wonderful violinist from Nashville. And so he kind of adds that string and fiddle color to everything, which is really neat. But, you know, one of the highlights of the show, Judy, is when we break down and become the junk band. So each of us grabs an old, decrepit instrument and tries to scrape out a melody or a chord on it, and we sing a few songs that way. And it comes down to a whisper.
Great.
It's really a special time because it just goes back to that theme of what has been dismissed, useless, used up, is once again brought out to be the music of Christmas once again.
Stars and Promises Christmas Tour at the Sheldon December the 19th, and how can they get tickets?
Well, I would suggest going online to the Sheldon Theater. I will be honest with you. Some people have gone to sites that are not great, and they're kind of hacker sites which try to get a bunch of money out of you. But the tickets should be at the Sheldon Theater home website, And I think MetroTix handles that. But that's the best way to do it. Hurry up, because there's just a few left. But we look forward to seeing you hometown St. Louis that night.
Peter Mayer has been my guest, singer-songwriter. Don't miss it at the Sheldon if you can go. Peter, can you give us a send-out song?
Sure. You know, I think it would be appropriate this year to send you A Junk Man's Christmas, the theme song of the tour. So we will send you out with A Junk Man's Christmas, and God bless you all. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Great. Peter, thanks for joining me. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter.
Understudy to an astronaut, puts a tin can star on top. That string of lights likes to give him a shock. It's a junk man's Christmas. Greasy carburetor, candle holders, angels made and full toy soldiers. That leaky shop couldn't get any colder. It's a junk man's Christmas Eve. But there's a worn out clock that he loves the best, stuck at 11 since it don't know when. Gives him some time to change his mind before the night is through. If you've got anything love, this song is for you.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.